The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for a list and then give you my picks for the top 5 games on that list. So another thing I love to do each year, just kind of like going back 5 and 10 years and then doing the games of the year of those years, I like to pick a few designers and give my top 5 games of their whole catalog. It's part of the usual games you would think of this designer, and part of it is just my taste as a gamer, and kind of sometimes I like these hidden gems that these designers put out. Today I'm going to start a 3-show series on some absolutely great designers. I'm not going to give away the other 2 designers, but today we're going to cover the top 5 games by Uwe Rosenberg. Now, he's got 7 games currently in the top 100 on BGG, and he's one of these designers that kind of, when they get a new mechanism they like, they put it in a bunch of games and then move on. He's done this with this wheel-like resource mechanism, where he kind of did that with Aura Labora and Glass Road, and then kind of a polyomino theme where he did with Cottage Garden, Feast of Odin, and Indian Summer, and ultimately just he's a huge fan of farming in these games as well. Now, he's a German designer that's been putting games out, some great games since the mid to late 90s. Just an absolute great designer, won tons of awards for a lot of his games. So I want to talk about my top 5. Of course, there's going to be a few also-rans that are all really good games in their own right. Of course, when you have this many games and this many titles that he's put out, it's hard to, you know, to say one game over another. You know, it's hard to pick out 5 of these, because I think he has like over 200 games as far as regular games, of course, like expansions and other things like that, where he's also got, expansions for other type games that weren't necessarily his games, and then kind of bonus cards or, things like that for his own games. So I want to start out with an also-ran. Mamma Mia is a game that's come up on some lists that I've put out. 2 to 5 player card game, very light card game, plays about 30 minutes. One of his first things, he started off with a few card games that were really good. But Mamma Mia came out in 98. This is a really cool card game about putting pizzas to, making pizzas. You would basically play different ingredients into a stack and then put your kind of pizza in there. And then you would flip over at some point the stack, deal out the ingredients, and then see if when you put the recipe out there, if it matched the ingredients to try and score some points. But a real fun game. Highly recommend that one for a family weight game. There's also Caverna Cave versus Cave. And there's also a 2-player of Agricola as well. But Cave vs. Cave is probably my favorite of his, kind of taking from one kind of game and making it into the other as far as shortening it. It's a really fun game for 2 players and kind of lighter, obviously not as heavy as Caverna. And it's, any Agricola 2-player is decent as well. And then the one heavy one that I don't have on this list that I really love is La Harve. That came out in 2008, 1 to 5 player game, and it's a heavy, heavy Euro. Really cool mechanism about kind of working in the harbor. And you're kind of either putting your resource disc out to kind of build buildings or get some resources from the different that were in the offer spaces there. But real fun game. I think the app is still available for La Harve. And I can't remember if it's on any online implementation, but I'm pretty sure the app is still available. So those are my kind of also-ran. Also, I have not played Haloratu and New York Zoo. Those are 2 newer Uwe titles that people have said are real good, but I have yet to try them out, so they won't be on this list as well. So number 5, let's get into my actual list here. Number 5 is Nova Luna. This one came out a couple years ago, 2019. This is a 1-to-4 player abstract game. I'm not usually an abstract guy, but this one is a really, really fun game to play. And I played this with my family, with my kids and my family and my game group, but it is a lighter to medium weight abstract game in which you're basically going around in circle. You're kind of doing this whole moon theme. So there's going to be a bunch of different tiles that are out, and you're going to be basically picking one of the tiles a certain amount away from the kind of moon tile that it tells you what you can start at. So I think it's you pick a tile 1 to 3 spaces away, and then you put it into your tableau. Now, depending on the color and other spaces around it, you're going to try to fulfill kind of mini contracts on each one of these tiles. So some of them may have to be next to 2 light blue and then 1 red and so on. And if you can do that, they'll have different little round spaces on each one of those contracts to be able to put your little disc on. And you have to get rid of a certain amount of discs to win the game. So you're really planning in advance, but you also got to take into consideration the ones that you can actually make. Really fun, really quick game. Absolutely love this one. Highly recommend it. Nova Luna. I think it's only probably about $20 if it's in print. Not a very expensive game. This one was put out by Stronghold over here in the States. Number 4, we're going to get into more of a heavier weight Euro, or kind of a medium to heavier weight Euro. This one was Glass Road. This is kind of an unsung gem by Uwe. This one was out in 2013, 1 to 4 players. Again, it plays in about 1 to 2 hours. Now, it's got a really cool mechanism. I mentioned it earlier about this kind of dial, how you're using it to get your resources, because it kind of, the one part of the dial moves as far as it can, but if you have one of your resource spaces, your resource chits in the way, it can't move, and that kind of gives you, the way it triggers off each other, it gives you a little bit more resources in other areas. Very, very cool, but the real shining thing about this kind of tableau builder is the way you're using the card mechanism. Now, you pick an action each turn, and there's going to be a top part of the action and bottom part of the action. Now, if you're the only one, so you have this kind of thinking ahead of everyone. If you're the only one to pick this card, you get to do both actions on that card. And then other people are kind of trying to figure out what you're not going to do. But sometimes you just need to do certain actions to get things, get buildings into your tableau or get rid of certain forest pieces that are in your tableau. But a really fun game. Again, this one had an online implementation, but I think they took it off for whatever reason. I don't know who had the rights or if they lost the rights, but there was an iOS app for this for the iPad. It might still be available, but I'm not quite sure. I remember getting it a while back, but haven't seen it in a while. Number 3, this is Bonanza, or Werfel Bonanza, actually, is the dice game, which is kind of Bonanza dice. A little bit different of a game, but still a great game. Kind of my way of cheating to get an extra game in here. But Bonanza is an absolutely amazing, I think this was like his first game. This was in 1997. This is a really cool game of kind of trading with your, it's a card game in which you're trying to build bean fields, and you're trying to get a certain amount of cards to get more coins, but the more of the same card you have. Now, the trick about this game, which is really kind of different than a lot of other card games, and it's really hard when you're explaining it because you have to tell people a million times, you cannot rearrange the cards in your hand. So as you're pulling cards out from front to back, or however you're holding them, your front to back, you cannot rearrange the cards. So the way you're putting cards into your tableau or your fields are going to be front to back. So you're going to want to trade these cards. Sometimes you're gonna in the trading kind of phase of it, sometimes you may have to take a bad trade for you, or not an ideal trade, just to get cards out of your hand so that when you put cards into your tableau, you can get more. So there's all these different beans, and they're really cute art. The garden beans, green beans, blue beans, red beans, all sorts of fun little beans in there. And there's actually 3 or 4 great expansions to Bonanza. But this is a really cool card game, a lot of fun. Plays up to about 7 players and plays in less than an hour. So it's kind of like one of those super fillers. But an absolute, if you haven't heard of it, or if you don't like it, I highly recommend you check this one out. So I think you'd really like it if you like kind of these type of interesting card games. And that's Bonanza. Number 2. This is, of course, everybody's going to, the first thing you think of when you think of Uwe Rosenberg is Agricola and Caverna. So I'm going to go with Caverna is really my pick, even though they're kind of the same game. Caverna was kind of the newer version of Agricola, but it switched and, fixed a little bit of things. Kind of the feeding mechanism was a little bit better in this one, and also kind of upgraded some of the other rules. So it really is kind of the newer Agricola, but they're basically kind of the same. But Caverna came out in 2013. Again, this is a heavier weight Euro game that I absolutely love. I don't think it's available in either, because I know Agricola is available pretty much everywhere, online implementation and iOS implementation. But Caverna, I don't think is anywhere yet. This plays 1 to 7 players. I recommend it. Solo game is actually really good, but I recommend it at 3 to 4 at most. Plays in about 1 hour to anywhere up to 1 hour to 3 hours. But if you play more players, obviously it's going to be a lot longer. I'm not sure who puts this one out. I think it was Lookout Games, maybe even Z-Man or Asmodee probably puts it out. But again, it's a heavier weight Euro in which you're trying to basically build your farm, but it's kind of cave farmer. So you're building in your cave and your farm. You're getting different animals. You're changing where your living is, and using the worker placement mechanism. Just an absolutely great game. I cannot recommend this one enough. It is in the top, obviously top 40 of BGG. I'm not sure if Agricola is a little bit higher. I think they're probably both within a few of each other. I think Agricola is like 40, and I think Caverna is about 35 or so. So they're both great games, but I really, again, my recommendation is Caverna here. And the number one game by Uwe Rosenberg, you've heard me mention it a lot here on Top 5, but probably even more on Munchkin Land, because they keep putting out other versions of it. And a game this good gets a lot of treatment when it comes to Halloween or different holiday treatments or Christmas, and that's Patchwork. This is one of the best two-player games, plays in about 30 minutes. It is on BGA as well, and it's a lighter two-player game in which you're trying to make a quilt. And you can only, kind of like some of these other games I mentioned, you can only go a couple of spaces ahead of kind of where the last piece was made, but you're trying to get different buttons. You know, again, other versions are a little bit different, but you're trying to get different buttons, which is your scoring, but you're also using it as how you purchase things. And there's also a time mechanism. So depending on the space, and there's polyominoes is how you're basically putting the pieces into your quilt. So you're trying to fill up all these spaces on your quilt because you're going to have negative points. And also if you get a 7x7 space, you'll get a little bit extra points, but you're also trying to get more little, and the way that we do the pieces is pretty cool because they have a good economy between pieces that are of easier to place pieces and also ones that have the little buttons on there, which again, that's the mechanism of how you're going to get income and how you're going to get your points in a game. So it's really cool to see how much time is on there. All the pieces are very well done as far as the time versus the size and also versus the buttons on there. So highly recommend Patchwork. Can't recommend it enough. And if you like the different versions, like I said, there are a lot of different versions between a Halloween edition. There is, I believe, a Christmas edition. There's all sorts of different cool editions out there. So, and it's only usually about $20 to $25, I think, maybe 30 or so. But it's another one I highly recommend. And that is my number one Uwe Rosenberg game. So number five, Nova Luna. Number four, Glass Road. Number three, Bonanza. Number two, Agricola or Caverna, the cave farmers. I would go with Caverna. And number one, Patchwork. So thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what you had as your top five games by Uwe Rosenberg, please feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content with Steve and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew, or go to Discord in the Top 5 section and tell me what. You can go ahead and list out your top five. A couple of people love to do that as well, and it's always fun to interact on there as well. I am, of course, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter and on the Geek All Stars podcast, and also, like I mentioned, the Munchkin Land podcast here on Major Spoilers. I'll be back soon with more top five goodness. Until then, grab a new board game by Uwe Rosenberg, grab some Patchwork, and play with some family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.